You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, how Google's deal with Stack Overflow is the latest proof that AI giants will pay for data. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Last year, Stack Overflow became one of the first websites to announce it would charge AI giants for access to content used to train chatbots. Now the popular Q&A service for coders has signed up its first customer, Google, in what CEO Prashanth Chandrasekhar says is the start of a meaningful new stream of revenue. The deal is significant because it remains unclear how broadly Google and other AI developers will pay for content needed for AI projects. Millions of books and websites have fueled the development of AI systems, but most publishers have not been compensated, and some are suing over what they allege is misuse. Many publishers, including Stack Overflow, appear threatened by ChatGPT and other generative AI products, which can answer queries that would have previously sent coders their way. Gemini will summarize answers drawn by Stack Overflow in its own words, but include the company's logo, a link back to the original material, and the username of the site contributor who supplied it. The companies plan to demonstrate the system at Google Cloud Next, the search company's annual cloud conference in April, and launch it soon after. Chandrasekhar says there are no significant restrictions on how Google Cloud can use Stack Overflow data, meaning it can be used to train large language models and other AI systems. Where we want to stand firm on is non-negotiable things for us: trust, accuracy, quality, and attribution back to the sources of these AI outputs, he says. He declined to say how much Stack Overflow is being paid by Google for the data. This will be a meaningful commercial offering for us in the near term, medium term, and long term, Chandrasekhar says. Google and other AI developers have previously gathered data from Stack Overflow and other websites without much notice. As demand for generative AI technologies has surged and the valuations of the companies developing them has rocketed, the websites supplying the foundational text have begun demanding what they view as their fair share. Fortunately for Stack Overflow, prospective customers have heeded the message, Chandrasekhar says. We're not having to chase people, he says. Stack Overflow data is particularly beneficial to AI systems that generate computer code, which have proven to be popular with software engineers and a significant source of revenue for Microsoft and OpenAI. The new Stack Overflow deal comes just a week after Google reached a licensing agreement to hoover up data from Reddit, the discussion forums operator, whose content has helped chatbots' ability to converse. Reddit has unveiled plans to start charging for data access just before Stack Overflow had last year. Stack Overflow's fees for what it's calling Overflow API vary based on the type of data provided. Beyond its basic repository of 59 million questions and answers, the site charges more for layers of metadata such as post categories and voting history of user-submitted answers, trends about the types of questions being asked, and bespoke cuts of information, perhaps questions about a specific coding language, to help with fine-tuning. It's more about what level of the data they have access to, Chandrasekhar says. It's less about the number of times they request data. He says internal testing shows the value Stack Overflow data can have. When they tuned open-source language models from Meta and AI startup Mistral with Stack Overflow data, the accuracy of responses to technical questions increased by 20 percentage points, he says. The Google deal will also test how users of the version of Gemini for Google Cloud integration can create new data for Stack Overflow. People who don't get a satisfactory response from the chatbot will be able to submit their query to Stack Overflow, where, once approved by moderators, it will be available for the website's community of users to answer. As the companies prepare for the demo in April, they also are talking about letting users submit improved answers back to Stack Overflow. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Elon Musk sues OpenAI and Sam Altman for breach of contract. Checking in on Wired Science, good climate solutions need good policy, and AI can help with that. And on Wired Security, Biden bans rival nations from buying sensitive U.S. data. Good luck. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.